97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you, coming at you live from Twinsic Aura Studios here at University Place. Time to check out what's trending out there in the world. Victor Lewis still has the day off, so we are joined by Ava Pukach. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm doing pretty great.
What is going on?
So,
fun stuff, I hope.
Fun stuff. We're going to talk about getting stuck in
Disney. Let me just close all these windows real quick.
Fun things. No, I have 55 tabs open at all times, and approximately one of them is fun.
Nice.
And the fun thing we're talking about today is getting stuck on rides at Disney.
All right.
Over in Disneyland, one theme park guest was evacuated from the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride not once, not twice, but three times
that
in
ride,
one day.
That ride does break down.
But imagine how unlucky you have to be in, like, the, quote, happiest, most magical place on Earth. And it's, like, it's happy and magical for everyone but you.
I just want to know how the ride ends.
I don't know
how it ends.
You get so close, and you're like, maybe this time Kylo Ren will, like, won't get me. Like, and then it's just like, nope.
Kylo Ren, like, emerges and, like, boom.
And I have firsthand experience now as someone who has been stuck on not one, but two rides at Disney.
Do tell.
I went to Disney a couple weeks ago, and my mom and I were on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, and we got to the very, very end, where all we have left to do is see, like, the final scene, go up the little conveyor belt, and we're just making our way along, and all of a sudden all the boats are just kind of stuck and stopped. And we're thinking, like, this is we haven't been here in, like, 8 years. Like, this is a little different. And then
I'm sure the ride will start moving again in 5 minutes.
And then over the speakers we get, folks, we're experiencing some rough waters. And so we're just, like, on this boat. And then eventually,
I like the way you tell the story. Like, the poor person who's, like, going over the loudspeaker has a pirate themed script, but is making absolutely no effort to sound like a pirate. Like, yar, mateys, we are experiencing some rough waters. We are.
They're like,
hang on to your doubloons.
Your pirate ship might start moving. And then we're at the scene, and they're at the little, like, the dog has the key, and the pirates are trying to get the key. And then they go and they're like, so your boat might start to move backward. Don't panic. And so the boat behind us starts floating into the burning city. And we're just like wave goodbye to them.
It's just the ghost of ye Davy Jones guiding ye home.
We have one determined dad who is, like, putting his hand in the water and, like, pulling the boat on the track. Because he's like, we are not getting out of here. And then the fire department comes, and it's like 45 minutes later now. And we had been chanting that we wanted to walk the plane because we were all, like, pretty upset that we had been trapped for 45 minutes. And you know what the solution is? The fire department puts out, like, a little 2x4, and we walk the plank off a Disney ride. And it was just, like, the most chaotic thing that I could have witnessed of the way that you get off a water ride is walking a plank, and we're in, like, a foot and a half of water.
Shiver me timbers, ye scurvy dogs.
So, yeah, I've had
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum is available in yon gift shop across yon way.
I've had the 4D Disney experience, and not everyone gets to have that.
The one thing that, what was the other ride you got stuck on?
The other ride I got stuck on was Toy Story Mania. The very next day, we got to play two of the little games, and then it just stopped working. And luckily, they didn't have any music or sound, so on the pirate ride, we heard the same, like, 30-second clip looped over and over and over again. And it was just kind of like, all right, a pirate's life is no longer for me. I would like to. I had a taste, and I was like, oh, great. Like, the first, like, 8 minutes of the ride, because it's one of the longer ones, I was like, oh, peaceful, you know? Like, everyone talks about how the water smells good, and you're just enjoying the AC. And then it was like, nope, Pirate's Life is not for me. I would like to simply get off this ride and never come back.
The thing that sucks is that, like, when you're telling stories of a vacation afterwards, even if the vacation is just amazing, you always end up telling, like, and I don't mean you, I mean, like, just, like, the royal you, like, one in general, like, always invariably tells the story of the thing that went wrong, right? Like, Brad and I went to Boston and Maine last week and had a fantastic time, but the story that we're gonna tell people is about how our rental car had a flat and dollar rental car, people. bad news. Rent from anyone else, seriously. Yeah, it would have been fine if they'd given us the equipment we needed to change the spare, but they did not, so we instead were stuck. But this was like the incredible trip that we went on. It's like a week long. It was an amazing trip, one of the best we've had in a long time. But that's the story that we end up telling.
Yeah, and the story, I went to D.C. on my first ever Amtrak train.
Right.
And turns out trains can't go fast in heat. And
yes.
I went to D.C. on the day that it was 100 degrees. And
right.
So like my Amtrak was 3 hours later. But the weekend was super fun regardless of it. But the story I told was, oh, yeah, I found out that trains can't go fast when it's hot outside. And I wish I didn't know that fact.
Okay, we got to wrap up. What was the best thing that happened to you in Disney?
The best thing that happened to me in Disney was the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor picked my joke. And I felt very special.